Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've got reporters from Bilderberg Group joining us coming up in the last hour today. London Guardian reporter, Mr. Skelton. We've also got Tucker and others joining us on the show, on the transmission tomorrow from Bilderberg in Spain, getting key intel on the year ahead as the world government body sets the agenda. But I tell you, what a hot-button issue. I mean, we have gotten hundreds of calls off air, hundreds and hundreds of emails on both sides, you know, saying you aren't excoriating Israel enough, and it's about 50-50, and you're not, you know, defending Israel enough, and very few in the middle saying, I think you're just giving, you know, balanced reporting. And we had Mike Rivero on, I think he's a really smart guy, and I agree with him on probably 95% of what he covers. I didn't agree with him when he started trying to link Israel, but I understand he thinks they want to start a war overall as a smokescreen with, you know, with the whole North Korea situation. I mean, that was quite an interview yesterday, and we appreciate Mike coming on the show. And then I was talking, because I've been discussing with one of the station owners. He has me on two stations out there. MZ does, out in Santa Cruz, going into San Francisco, going out there next year. I don't go to a lot of stations to give speeches, but he's been asking me a lot, and he's done a lot, helping me get in Radio Inc. and things. So I've talked about, you know, going out there. So I was nailing that down for maybe September or October. And he said, my gosh, we got hundreds of phone calls, both pro and con. And he goes, that's what I like. He said, it's really stirred things up here on the radio station. And I said, yeah, we're trying to get somebody on with, you know, the pro-Israel view, because I like to show both sides. Plus, it's good talk radio. And I said, do you know anybody? And he said, yeah, Dr. Corey Gold. And I said, well, wait a minute. Didn't I fill in one day, you know, as a guest host with you when he was out of town a few weeks ago? He goes, yeah, that's the show. And I said, oh, I've heard clips of that before on the web. That's a pretty, you know, well-spoken fellow. Let's have him on. And so he is here on the broadcast. And, you know, I've learned with Israel, and we're going to come back from break because some stations don't carry this segment and go straight to him. I've learned with the Israel situation, there is no black or white. There is no lukewarm. There is no, it's what side you choose. And those that hate Israel, they, to them, that's, you know, they're on the white side. And to those that love Israel, they're on the white side wearing the white hats. And that's just the way it is. And you're not going to convince anybody. I have noticed the people that hate Israel, it's a religion, just like supporting Israel is religious almost. Well, it's based on a religion, I guess, at its core, so it is religious. And the people that hate Israel will make up all sorts of stuff, because just because I haven't viciously attacked Israel and have been neutral on it over the years, kind of like Switzerland, I have had every lie under the sun made up about me. So it makes you automatically disrespect the people that constantly attack Israel. Because I found that, by and large, they are a bunch of manufacturers and liars. I mean, I've never experienced the death threats, the lies, the distortions, the about me. I mean, they just make up endless things. We're owned by ABC. Totally untrue. No connection to ABC. I guess 5 years ago, we leased a satellite, as anybody does on talk radio, you know, 1 feet of thousands. If you start a show about pets, you've got to go lease one of three satellites, but they're out of it now. And they made lies about, or they claim I'm owned by Saudi Arabian companies, or just lies is the name of the game. But separately, I found pro-Israel groups will lie and distort. I've had the ADL distort and lie about us and say I'm a liar and there's no such thing as a world government. And so I'm really sick of it. And you know what? I think Israel was out of line doing this in international waters. I think Israel gave themselves a black eye. But that doesn't mean I hate Israel. And so I get both sides attacking me. We'll talk to Dr. Corey Gold on the other side.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, coming up in the next hour, it's probably been 8-9 years since I had him on, Dr. John Coleman will be joining us to talk about the Committee of 300, a key globalist focus group, a nexus organization between the Trilateral Commission, CFR, and Bilderberg Group. His evidence is it's even more powerful than the 150-member Bilderberg. And then we've got Charlie Skelton, who is writing for the Evening Standard and The Guardian, reporting on Bilderberg from Spain, and Paul Watson joining us both together in the last hour today. But for the next 52 minutes, we're joined by Dr. Corey Gold, and he is a dentist turned entrepreneur who started and sold many businesses and who currently owns a growing online-based training business for medical doctors and dentists for their consulting and education licensing requirements. He's also a popular primetime talk show host on KSCO, News Talk AM 1080, in the Monterey, Salinas, Santa Cruz, which is also an affiliate of the Alex Jones Radio Show. And we're actually on two stations there in the area. They have us on live up against Limbaugh on the smaller station, and they re-air me at night on the big mega station that goes into San Francisco and other big cities. And it's the top station there in town on talk radio. It's got Limbaugh and George Norrie and all those folks, and we're very appreciative of that affiliate. And I was looking around yesterday for somebody to come on to give a pro-Israel view, and Dr. Corey Gold certainly has that perspective, because one thing I don't want to do here is just be on one side or the other, especially on issues where it's an ancient feud And both sides, I believe, have perspective and points. And then there's propaganda on both sides. But we'll get his take on the boarding of the flotilla 2 days ago. So, Dr. Gold, good to have you on with us.
Good to be with you, Alex.
So much going on. Well, you've got the floor. I heard it was hot discussion yesterday when I went off the air on your show. So give us your rundown on what you think's really going on.
Well, Alex, you make my job easy because you are on one of our sister stations right before I go on the air, opposite Rush Limbaugh in our community. We run both stations. And by the way, I'm one of your listen to you every day, love your show. And we probably share, 90% the same philosophy. And that's what makes listening to your show every morning great. I'm listening yesterday, and I hear Mike Rivero on, and I'm going, am I really hearing this on the show? Because, before the ink is dried on this incident, before people even know what facts are in play, judgments are already being passed. And we hear this every day on other issues, like what happened with the plane going to the IRS building, what happened with militias, what's going on with tea parties, where people are making judgment calls on things before people know facts. And I hear a guy doing that yesterday. And
well, maybe you should get Mike on, because he's a pretty nice fella. Maybe you should get him on your show. And then,
I'd be happy to.
And then you can go on his program.
But one of the things I want to say about this thing is what's happening in the Middle East is not a cartoon. It's not like this black and white. There's one right group. There's one wrong group. It's this very simple, non-complex situation. It is so multi-layered and so complex that even the people who study it have trouble keeping up with the
players.
Well,
let me be clear from what I was saying earlier. When I said it's not black and white in reality, but it is black and white to the factions. Everybody thinks basically they're 100% correct.
What's interesting is within Israel itself, there's a large movement of people who actually disagree with the government and would like to do almost anything they could do to create peace. And those people have been in government for a long period of time and have actually tried quite hard to create peace with the Palestinians and create a Palestinian homeland. It's really difficult when you have a bunch of players like Hamas, Hezbollah, and others like Syria and agitators like Iran. It's complex. Who do you create peace with and how do you create peace at all? And, the whole concept of negotiating with somebody who says, our charter says, we want to destroy you and let's try to create a peace treaty with them is a complex situation. I will agree with you that it was a PR disaster what happened a couple days ago out off the coast of Israel and the coast of Gaza. But I think it was a PR disaster that was totally set up and they walked into it. I think when those boats left Turkey and they had the cameras on by Al Jazeera and they had it was a pre-announced, here we come, stop us if you can, we're going to break your blockade, and the Israelis were provoked to block the blockade, and the whole thing was filmed. We saw some from Al Jazeera. We're just starting to see some from IDF footage. And what we're seeing is that there was scuffles on the boats, and it was not a black and white situation of what to happen. I can tell you it was a PR disaster, and Israel will take a big hit because of how the world will perceive what happened. But it's not simple to what's happening in Gaza. One thing I'll tell you is the people who are living in Gaza are human pawns. They're being used by Hamas and Hezbollah and many other people as fodder to keep this going.
Sure. Why doesn't Egypt, who's got a giant population, just let the 1.5 million Gazans come in there?
And by the way, there's been discussions about letting Jordan take over the West Bank, but that's not something they even want to have. There's been discussions about Egypt taking over Gaza and letting them self-rule themselves, but it's not something they want.
And that's because the Palestinians have a history of trying to overthrow governments they're in.
You're right. So it's this complex situation going on where no one wants to accept anybody else's solution, and I don't know if it'll ever get solved, but it's not a black and white situation going on there. And Israel has taken stances right now, just like in other places where you swing too far left. Israel was very far left before and was ready to give almost everything away. It was turned down. So the reaction by the Israeli people was, hey, if we want to give you everything and you turn it down, we're going to try the other stance, which is Netanyahu, which is a very stiff boot. My guess is he'll be out soon and another left-wing government will come in. It's one of these things where when you offer somebody what they're asking and they don't take it, where do you go from there? So it's a complex situation. What's happening out in Gaza is tragic. What's happening to those people there is absolutely tragic. And part of it is Israel. Part of it is the leadership in Hamas and Hezbollah. Part of it is the rest of the world just letting it go on. And, Israel has taken a stance that they say the following. We are not letting ships come in because we are afraid that those ships will contain weapons. We want to board and we want to check ships before they come in, and that is how we're going to play this game. The other ships coming there know exactly this. And when they decide they want to break it, they're intentionally doing it, knowing that the Israelis will interact with them, and they come with cameras on
board.
But
wait, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I've done the research. Doesn't Israel turn back almost all the boats, even if they try to stop for inspection?
They let through some. Others, they'll port in Israel, and then they'll take the materials into Gaza once they've had a chance to inspect them. But part of it is...
But then the corrupt authorities keep it for themselves.
You mean the corrupt authorities where?
In Gaza.
You're right. It's like when we send aid to Pakistan and we expect the aid to get to the right people. We know that, at least I believe, that most of it goes to the wrong people. You know, when we send money into Afghanistan to work with some of the people there, it's supposed to go to the people who, you know, need the food and stuff. And yet the reaction is, by me, is like it's all going to go to the wrong people. You're right. When it goes into Gaza, the people who are in charge of Gaza do what they want with it. And, you know, it's one of those situations where those people are human fodder. They are being used to create world sympathy because they are in a tragic situation. Yet the people who run their organization don't really have incentive to close it because they
Well, I'll say this. It is a fact that especially Saddam Hussein and others, and I was against that war, by the way, but they admitted that they all use basically the Palestinian thing as a political distraction. Kind of like gay marriage, and I'm not saying I'm for gay marriage, folks. I'm saying it's used as a political football to distract from larger issues that go on. And it's basically the same thing. All the Arab states love to point at Israel and make statements because it becomes a convenient political distraction. Regardless of where you stand on Israel, you know, the Arab states are extremely, extremely corrupt, and I never really hear these aid groups talking about all the oppression going on in Saudi Arabia, or the oppression of Christians and other groups going on in Egypt, or what's happening. It's the cause celeb is bashing Israel. Now, Israel, in my opinion, does do a lot of manipulative bad things, but that's what governments do. I'm not saying that's okay either. It's the nature of governments. It just seems like it's just never going away. A quagmire of quagmires.
You know, I agree with you on that. You know, one of the things that I get on my show a lot, particularly about you, and I'm going to ask you a question straight out and let you answer it without interruption, is people get this belief system that your use of the word Zionism at times has a different meaning than most people have for Zionism. And the reason I'm asking this question is not to make you look bad or to put you in a funny position. I think if you actually told people what you thought Zionism was, because sometimes you say Zionist people do this or Zionist people do that. How do you view that word? What does it mean to you?
Well, see, that's another problem. All this is so complex. Well, there's three or four, even more, different variants of Zionist. There's Christian Zionist, there's left-wing Jewish Zionist, there's right-wing Jewish Zionist, there's globalist Zionist who say they're Zionist but then basically support the whole world government. I mean, that's an endless discussion there.
Well, the reason I say that is because the vast majority of people who listen to your show, and a lot of them are Jewish and are big supporters of what you say because most of it's dead on. When they think of Zionism, they think of somebody who just believes in the right for Israel to exist. And that's where it begins and ends to them. You can be a conservative Zionist. You can be a liberal Zionist. You can be a rich Zionist, a poor Zionist, a black Zionist, a white Zionist. It's not really any of the above. It's simply the belief system and the right of Israel to exist. So when that term gets used in other things, they're saying, wait a second, so people believe in the right of Israel to exist are doing these things. And that's where sometimes people get a little bit agitated at you because they see that word differently than maybe you're using it.
Well, this is how I really see it. Like any political group, they basically have their supporters who mean well, and then you've got the inner group, and again, there's multiple groups within Zionism from my research, who are manipulating and controlling through the tribal warlike culture, which everybody has built into them. They're controlling those groups, and then they have a separate agenda from what they're actually telling their followers and supporters. So when I'm talking about, again, that's the problem. I mean, how do you even define what a, well, you know what, let's Let's come back because there's the break, and I'll try to elaborate on it. I didn't know I was going to be asked that question because it's just such a deep question. We'll be right back on the other side. Stay with us. We've got our guest on with us.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
All right, Dr. Corey Gold's our guest for the rest of the hour, and talking to him and you know, having him clarify exactly what the question is. When I have guests on that are criticizing, quote, Zionists, the general public that's scared of what Israel's doing with its nuclear weapons and the rest of it, and particularly the Likudniks, you know, the pro-war crowd, they think of a modern Zionist as someone lobbying the U.S. government to attack more Middle Eastern countries that could cause World War III. And they think of Israel as basically how they think of the CIA, you know, people running Israel. I'm against what the CIA does. That is the leadership of it, growing opium. But when I have Ray McGovern on, who was a chief analyst for the CIA, he's a good guy. Or when I have somebody else on. So, again, all these big organizations or groups are very diverse. And I know that all the different factions like to oversimplify it. You know, even if you dress up in a Nazi outfit and wear a Hitler mustache and, you know, say kill all Jews, the anti-Semitic groups will hate you because they all hate each other more than any other group. So I certainly don't ever want to be associated with them, and I don't want to be associated with the worship, you know, pro-war Christian Zionists who literally want to cause World War III and make Jesus come back. I mean, I've seen it. I'm a Christian. These people are dangerous. I don't know if Zionist Jews, that is, Jews that believe Israel has a right to exist, and I don't think they're bad people. No, certainly not. I don't think they realize just how, and I'm not scapegoating Christian Zionists. That's a diverse spectrum of people as well. You know, they'll call in and say, look, I'm a Christian who thinks Israel has a right to exist. Well, fine. But are you the group saying we've got to get all Jews back to Israel so Jesus will come back so World War III can happen? Mr. Gold, Dr. Gold, I mean, are you aware of that group of Zionists?
Oh, yes. They call my shows, well, no, Christian Zionists, that's a whole other thing. But when a Jewish person hears the word Zionist, they simply think of historically over the last 140 years since Theodore Herzl about the concept of having a place like Israel where Jews could go. It was before World War I. It was before the Holocaust and World War II. It was simply an outgrowth of that belief system of returning to the homeland of the Jews. And so when people hear that word who are Jewish, when they think of the word Zionist, like I know friends of mine who are the most progressive liberal people on the planet who we can't agree on anything, but they call themselves Zionists. And I myself would be pretty much a conservative or an open independent individual, and I'm a Zionist because I believe in Israel's right to exist. I believe in Mexico's right to exist. I believe in Canada's right to exist. So that's how they kind of see that definition of what a Zionist is. They don't attribute everything else to it. And Jewish people obviously don't ascribe to the belief system that we should have World War III to bring back the Jesus rebirth and have all the Jews die in Israel. That would not be something that anybody who's a Jewish person would consider to be a good idea. So I don't.
Well,
see
you
that
are
as,
familiar with that strain.
Oh, sure. I have people call my show on a regular basis going over that they believe that the reason they support Israel is so that Israel can ultimately be destroyed, so that the Messiah can come. Obviously, my opinion is the Messiah wants to come. He doesn't need me to kill a bunch of people to have him come. He can come on his own. He's got his own, you know, abilities to do those things. He doesn't need me to pick up a gun and shoot somebody to have him come. So that wouldn't be something I ascribe to. On my show, and I have days where I simply say, why do you hate Jews Day? And you have amazing phone callers who call in and tell you bizarre, almost psychotic reasons why
they
don't do that.
You don't want to. You want to do that here?
Oh, no, I don't want to do that here. I mean, you can. I don't care. But the reality is when you hear those people speak, you realize how stupid it is.
Well, here's what I'm saying. I feel like it's a diversion and a distraction, and I want people to live in peace over there. And certainly, you know, Jewish people have a right to a homeland. It is a tiny country. There are some problems with how Israel came to be and, you know, the forcing out of the Muslims and the Palestinians. So you know, I mean, there's a big issue there.
Well, yeah, but the question is, who forced them out? And another thing you can go back, look at the map from 100 years ago and try to find the same countries on it today. The map keeps on changing around the globe.
No, I understand that. And I understand the United States was carved out of taking land from Spain and from France and from the Native Americans. Look, I understand history's history. I mean, I'm a fan of Andrew Jackson, and people say, well, that guy, you know, took a bunch of Indian land. Overall, though, the natives were all fighting with each other and different factions and begging, because I've actually studied the history, you know, to get settlers to help them go displace their enemy. So I understand it's not cut and dry. I've actually studied history. My frustration is I'm sick of talking about Israel. I want to defend my republic. I want lower taxes. I want to be able to raise my children. I want a free press. And I'm just tired of how it's a political football on all different sides. And I'm just sick of hearing about Israel. But let's come back and get your take on that. And you know what? You broached the idea. And so we'll do it as long as people can be civil. Why they love Israel or why you hate Israel. Okay? 1-800-259-9231. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You know, I run into this all the time. I criticize open borders because we have a welfare system in this country that is going bankrupt. The states are going bankrupt. I don't have to go through the evidence of that. You know that. It's admitted on the news. More than 15 states have gone bankrupt or on the verge of going bankrupt. You've got 6.5 billion people that want to come here. There's 6.85, so I guess 6,850,000,000 plus people. 8 plus billion want to come here. And I was on a libertarian show last night, Free Talk Live, and they want to have a whole debate on their show and also on my show about immigration. They said, well, we're total libertarians. You know, we want to get rid of the borders. And I said, oh, yeah, get rid of the borders with Latin America that's completely collapsed and bring in a voting bloc that will vote to take our guns and will vote to take our private property. That's the fact. That's how those people vote. And that will bankrupt the states because we have this welfare system. If we didn't have a Democratic Party and liberation theology, I had a caller yesterday, and then we're going back to our guest on that show, who said, well, what's wrong with liberation theology? Well, the Ford Foundation and the federal government for 50 years have taught people in Mexico and in all the public schools in the U.S. I was taught this in Rockwall and then in Austin, in Dallas and in Austin, no matter what class, where I went, then in college, that America stole Mexico, America's evil, America's going to fall to Aztlan, the mythical Southwest Kingdom of the Aztecs. Like, we have the video clip of the former Austin mayor saying that Hispanics are the God race. Look, I could care less if you got brown skin and are Hispanic. Okay, I like senoritas, and I like Mexican culture, and I like enchiladas. I liked a vacation in Mexico if it wasn't so dangerous. But Mexico is a collapsing society with 23-plus thousand deaths the last 2 years, and they want the North American Union to merge me into this, and the North American Union, SPP, is an undemocratic system? And the guy called in and said, I used to really love you, but I feel like you're Ann Coulter on steroids and that you don't like Hispanics. I could care less what color you are. It's how you behave. Are you a constitutionalist? Are you into the free market? Are you into a free society? I mean, come on. I mean, to all these libertarians, the big global corporations want open borders. Why do you think that is? I mean, I asked this question, and why does the Israeli lobby, almost to a man, vote to take my guns and vote to open my borders up? And if the Muslims are basically blood-drinking vampires that want to rip my throat out, why are they always lobbying to bring unlimited immigration in? Why? Why is the pro-Israel lobby in Europe lobbying for open borders? What is going on with that? Why does the pro-Israel lobby, Schumer and Lieberman, the leaders of the open border and anti-gun movement, but they want Israel to have borders? They want Israel to have M-16s. So great, have your walls and have your M-16s, Israel. We deserve M-16s. You know, that's my issue. And so going back to you and then calls with Dr. Corey Gold, who, you know, is an American Jew, calling him, you know, saying he's a Zionist, meaning he believes in Israel has a right to exist. Okay, well, I believe America has a right to exist. And I know his show. He's pro-Second Amendment, pro-border. That's great. I mean, how do you... Why do we see so much of the pro-Israel lobby then at the same time going along with Obama and others against our liberties here at home? Why is there that schizophrenia?
It is a schizophrenia, and I don't understand it. As you said earlier, I'm pro-border control. I'm pro what they're doing in Arizona. I'm for gun rights, and a lot of Jewish people are. We're not monolithic. Those individuals I'm glad they're pro-Israel, but there are other stances I disagree with. So, you know, Jewish people are not monolithic. They can have very divergent point of views. Chuck Schumer and the way he's dealing with American sovereignty, I'm totally against what he's saying. Absolutely 100%.
Well, how do we get then the wealthy, intelligent, well-educated Jewish communities to go elect Jews who are pro-Second Amendment, anti-New World Order? Because I'll guarantee you, all this anti, and of course we've been talking off air, no one denies it, this massive wave of anti-Israel, anti-Jew, because first it was, oh, we just don't like Zionists, is what the white supremacists say, and then next it's, no, it's Jews. And they put out a lot of propaganda and disinfo, but then it doesn't help Israel's case when its lobbyists here in the U.S. are going against so many of our freedoms. I'll guarantee you a lot of this anti-Israel stuff would disappear overnight if the Israeli lobby, and I know it's not one monolithic group, but predominantly, would stop going for the New World Order.
Yeah, but you know, people who are Zionists and people who are Jewish people cannot control what Chuck Schumer does, and they can't control what Joseph Lieberman, and they can't control what those individuals do. These individuals are doing their own thing for their own purposes, and I don't understand what they are. I can't tell you what they are, because as a person who's for border control and for guns rights, I don't know, you know, why they would want to do what they're doing. And you're right. They do support Israel and to have them have a right to exist. But on the other hand, they do things that can be considered anti-American. So I think that's just their own selves, whether or not they have problems with America, whether they don't like America, whether they want America to become part of a union. I can't tell you what that is. But yeah, you're right. They seem to have, on one hand, a belief that Israel should have those rights and America shouldn't. So yeah. You're right. You're calling it out for what it is.
Well, that's my only issue. And I guarantee you, if you know, the Jewish folks in America got really educated on this issue, but you never see it on the media, they could basically reverse what's going on. But of course, it's not just the Jewish politicians. It's basically all of them, especially in the Democratic Party.
But if you think about it, when you have, look at the open border situation, I mean, we've had Republican presidents, Republican congresses, Democratic presidents, Democratic congresses, and they all talk about closing the border, and it all stays open. So I don't look at it as being a Jewish, a Christian, a Democratic, Republican issue. It's just well beyond that. Nobody's looking at that issue.
No, I agree with you, but let me throw this in. Jeffrey Goldberg came down here from Atlantic Monthly probably 6 months ago to interview me, and he's a huge Israeli first year. I mean, you know, a member of the IDF, prison guard, whole nine yards, wrote the key reports about fake WMDs. He's credited with being one of the key people to lead us to the 2003 war, and he wanted to come down here and do a piece on me, and he's still working on it. And, you know, so he's a pretty high-powered guy, so I agreed to meet with him. And he agreed. He said, yeah, no, the ADL is really discrediting itself, and he's gotten awards from him, you know, coming out and demonizing Glenn Beck, and he's pretty pro-Israel, by the way, and demonizing all these mainline conservatives and libertarians. And so that's another thing. People who have defended Israel in the past then get demonized by B'nai B'rith and others, and it makes them very, very angry. So I just think that also the Democratic Party has kind of used some of these ADL-type groups as a way to paint their enemies, and I think that's backfiring big time as well.
Yeah, the average person listening in, the average person who is a Democratic by the D by their name when they go vote in the primaries, or Republican when they go vote in the primaries, is so busy raising a family, trying to keep their roof over their head, trying to make sure their car engine starts, trying to make sure their kids stay in school and do okay, that they simply just follow along sometimes what the party says because they don't research on their own. They don't have the time. They don't have or in their mind they don't. So they simply follow on what the party says. So Republicans tend to hold similar values. Democrats tend to hold similar values. But it's simply out of laziness, if anything else. And if they actually had to examine some of their belief system, they say, well, I'm not really sure where I got that.
Well, that
from.
Is a Democratic talking point. You know, you say you're against government-run health care. You're a racist. You're against Obama. You're a racist. So I think
I've been called a racist because I was against what Obama was doing with health care. Absolutely.
And you were telling me off air that you had a guest on about Obama's birth certificate and the death threats rolled in.
Sure.
I mean, that's just crazy. So overall, I just think the climate is getting nastier because the economy's falling apart. And I think people are going to look for convenient scapegoats. And we know historically one of the favorite ones is Jews. And I do think that it's a dangerous scapegoat because we need to all look ourselves in the mirror. Why is poisonous fluoride in our water? It's because we let the chemical companies sell it to our cities through their lobbying. We need to stop just hating Israel and start looking at real issues. We need to stop just, hating Arabs and blaming them for everything. And we need to get the vaccine poisons, removed, the mercury. I mean, there's all these real issues going on, but groups just like to sit there and, beat the drum and conveniently blame one group or another. And overall, every time things start collapsing in history, we see this happen.
Well, government works by creating crisis. When crisis happens, people say, listen, the world economic situations may come into total utter chaos unless you do X. And X is really bad, but the unknown is much worse. But we have to act right now. What do you want? The really super terrible or even worse that you don't know? So government works by creating a chaos, by creating a total fear, and by creating the environment that if it's not acted upon this very second, the world will fall off its cliff. And that's what's happened with all of these things we've done with the banking. And that's what happens when they say, listen, somebody sunk a ship. We've got to go to war. This guy's got a weapons of mass destruction. We've got to go to war. Look what's happened off the coast of Israel. We have to go to war. And then we sit back 6 weeks later and go, wait a second, it wasn't nearly as bad as we thought it was, or this was largely manipulated, or we were only given part of the facts, or the facts were exaggerated. But government works by creating a frenzy, by creating a fear, and by saying, well, we don't trust government. However, if they don't fix it, it'll be worse.
Well, Viktor Ostrovsky, of course, former naval captain in the Israeli forces and then a member of the Mossad, he was in the Washington Post this morning calling it so stupid, it's stupefying the way they did it. And he said that clearly the naval forces and the commandos had no hand in their orders. They were clearly told by people that didn't know what they were doing what to do, and that they should have simply gotten aboard of the ships once they entered Israeli water, that he thinks it's illegal, that it was international water, and that agrees with the other wide spectrum of experts, and that they should have just come up and disabled the rudders with metal nets they just throw into the propellers, and that would have been the end of the story. right there instead of these dramatic images. So I think Israel was wrong in doing that, but I don't just join in on lies. Clearly, the commandos were not firing when they boarded, and they were attacked with the poles. And now there is the video of the people throwing flashbangs at the borders. And so that appears to be the bangs that were heard ahead of things. But I'll go further. Victor says that there were probably Israeli, for sure, Mossad on board who'd infiltrated the groups. So who knows if they were provocateuring. But because we've just seen this from intelligence agencies. So I think the bottom line is we don't know what happened here. But I'm glad that Turkey is now saying that cooler heads need to prevail and they're backing off of their stance of military confrontation yesterday. Because can you imagine?
Well, Turkey's a NATO member and Israel's a NATO member. And the last thing we need is two NATO members shooting at one another over what really is, in the big picture of things, you mentioned there's 23,000 people killed along the Mexican border, and nobody seems to care about that. But we have an incident where two countries have an agitation at sea. Both countries think that they're right. Both countries think they did the right thing. Nine people die, and it's bad. And that's going to cause World War III. And the last thing Israel needs is a war. Israel's like in some areas like 10, 12, 15 miles wide. The last thing a country that small needs is war. And I know a lot of people say that Israel wants war. Israel can't sustain war. Israel can inflict a lot of damage on other countries if they're attacked, because from the standpoint of taking a sustained war against them, they wouldn't be around to see the end of it.
Well, here's a new video that's out. Israelis celebrating attack on Turkish aid ship in front of Turkish embassy Tel Aviv. That is not going to be a good PR move.
If there's one quarter of 1% of crazy people, they're in Israel, too.
No. That's like the people that say they're anti-gays, so they go protest at the funerals of troops. I mean, and I've watched videos of those guys. They really think they're doing something good. All they're doing is making themselves and anybody who thinks the homosexual lifestyle is destructive look like idiots.
Yeah, no, there's fringe groups and everything. And the problem is if we only put the camera on the fringe group, then we think that's what that whole country is. Every black person's this because we showed some six crazy black people. Every white person's this because we showed six crazy white people. And it makes everybody look stupid when the rest of the people are going, hey, I know all those lots of people in my group and none of us act like that. They specifically choose what makes people agitated. And by the way, government works by keeping people apart. If whites hate blacks and blacks hate Mexicans and Mexicans hate Jews, the more people that are separated, the less we can get together, the more government
keeps control. And then meanwhile, the big corporate entities can take over our society. We've got you for the rest of this segment. One more. I'm going to keep you 5 minutes over if you can do it. And then we've got Dr. John Coleman coming on about Committee of 300. Let's go to these calls now. Again, why you love Israel or why you hate it he asked for it. So we're doing it. But at a certain level, folks, this is a diversion from the economy falling apart, from all the new taxes. I mean, I almost feel dirty even getting sucked into all this, but, you know, it's just the nature of it, and I try over the years to stay out of it, but it's the same thing with the borders. You cannot stay out of it. Kevin in Nebraska, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. You guys both touched on what I'm going to mention, but essentially I think we have to look at the real big picture, and we have to look at it as the incident was either created by the Bilderberg Group or it wasn't. And if it wasn't, then how are they going to spin it through the media now?
Well, that's another question. Why are all these crises all over the world suddenly popping up in the middle of the biggest banking takeover in history? That's a key point. I mean, something stinks in this whole thing, the way it was timed for the peace process, for Netanyahu to be in D.C., your take on that, Doctor?
Well, I don't know who did what. I think that you're right. When those ships left Turkey, it was with the intention of creating some type of world event, because they knew that a blockade was there. Israel said, you come by, we're going to board you. They said, we know it, we're coming anyway. We've got our camera people on board, and the rest will be great video fun for the rest of YouTube. So, yeah, it was sent there to create exactly what we got, which is some people hating Israel, other people being very fearful of World War III, people thinking that maybe the oil channels will be shut down, maybe they should hunker down. I don't know who started it, but when it left Turkey, it was with the full intention of creating world havoc.
Well said. Anything else, Kevin?
I guess that we need to look at what agenda they're pushing. I mean, is it just a smoke screen for the economy takeover, or what's the deal? I guess that's just the thing to focus on, is what's the Bilderberg aim through all this, since they basically control the media. So that's it. Thanks.
I appreciate your call, Kevin. Brad in Idaho. You're on the air.
Did you say Brad?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
I have three real quick points, if I can try. You know, the Bible, I think people are so passionate because their belief system from the Bible. And there's lots of great theologians in history that don't believe that the Bible predicts a new state of Israel. And then there's theologians that do believe that. I think the big passionate problem is people's belief system. And so they either believe Israel is predicted by God, and so justice doesn't matter. And I think they've lost their sense of standing for justice because of their belief. And then my other point is, yes, the Jews and the Israelites, Israelites and the Arabs fought 2,000 years ago and 1,000 years past that. But for the 2,000 years since Rome destroyed Israel, or Judea, there really hasn't been a war between Jews and Arabs.
Well, there are a whole bunch of them. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. There are a whole bunch. Well, there are like 3-4 wars that Israel's had, or even more if you count the smaller situations like 18 months ago or 3 years ago with what happened in Lebanon. But, yeah, no, it's almost 2,000 years. It's 1,960 years since Titus sacked Rome, or a little bit longer.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Yeah, it was Titus destroyed Jerusalem 1,940 years ago, or 70 A.D. Now, I want to go back to your calls. We've only got this segment, one other with our guest, but we'll have to have him back, especially if he wants to open the phones up and have one of these debates, because I think it is healthy to discuss it. But I've got a more hardcore email here before I go back to your calls. Alex, I've got a question for your guest. Jewish people believe they are the chosen people. So with that belief, does that not promote you are above everybody else? The fact that the Israeli military invaded a flagged Turkish ship, international waters, and killed citizens in the middle of the night. That ship is the sovereign land, the land of the flag it flies, period. If a group enters our property with automatic weapons in the middle of the night, even the sheeple will fight back for self-preservation. And it just goes on from there. I don't have time to read it all. But what do you say to Chris who sent that email?
Well, I think that he had two different things going on. One is, does Israel have a right to board the ships? And we can debate whether or not you have a right to. If you think, if America thought that weapons were going to be heading off to Mexico to be launched against America, we'd probably board the ships at sea. And we'd all think they were heroes when they were found. And we'd think that we were bums if they didn't find them. George Bush would be a hero today if there was lots of weapons of mass destruction. He's kind of a bum because he went to a war for no good reason. About being the chosen people, we couldn't have chosen a worse slogan if you could think of it. Every nation and every religion takes pride in that they believe what their religion is true. And they believe that the people who follow that religion are correct. Christians believe that those who follow Christianity are correct. Muslims believe that those who follow the Muslim faith are correct. And Jews believe that those who follow the Jewish faith are correct as well. And everybody likes to believe that what they say is right and that God loves them. In today's modern world, I'm a Reformed Jew. We don't look at the concept of being the chosen people. We look as being people who are Jewish, and we don't think that we're different or better or more superior to any other religion. And by the way, the majority of Jews fall to be either Reformed or conservative, not Orthodox. If you're watching Yentl on television, you think that's a stereotypical Jew. That's not a Jew nowadays. There are some of them, and I know they're listening out there, and they're mad at me, but that's maybe 1% or 2% of the Jews in the world.
Well, a lot of the Orthodox Jews believe Israel doesn't have a right to exist. You've got the Neutrocardi in New
York.
You're
right.
But it just goes on and on. I won't be able to get to some calls. I just wanted to throw his email on. I think you answered it well. Brad, finishing up your point, I held you over. Go ahead.
So within, not counting the past 100 years, so for like 1,800 years, there was no wars between Jews and Arabs that I can see in history. And then the other thing, that the last point I wanted to make is, I believe that the bankers grabbed a bunch of very innocent Jews from Europe and took them to the Middle East as part of their New World Order. And I think they're just pawns. And
well, that's another issue. Saying that the Palestinians are being used by other Arab countries as pawns is true. And I think at certain levels, the Jews that are in Israel are also used as geopolitical pawns.
Well, people are pawns of their government. The people in North Korea, for the most part, don't want to be oppressed. The people in other countries don't want to be oppressed. Governments run their countries. The people, for the most part, just don't want to be killed each day.
Yeah, that's my problem with the cop-out saying the source of all evil on the planet is Israel and Jews. That's just not true. There was evil going on in every country before Jews ever arrived. And it really is a bunch of hocus pocus to say that, you know, Jews are evil. Are there evil Jews? Yes.
Well, take it one step further. If every Jew just disappeared today and we all took a carnival cruise to Mars, you don't think the world would be full of evil people and evil governments?
No, it's ridiculous. I appreciate your call. It's a religion, though, hating Jews. Let's go ahead and talk to Carl in Michigan. Quickly, Carl, we're going to break. Go ahead.
Alex, it's good to get on the show, so I'll leave that brief. What I wanted to say is basically Israel, as many nations since the beginning of time, established their country and, you know, drew out their boundaries by force. And then when they get established in a position, then they dictate to other countries whether or not they have the, the right to do that as well. And
I tell you what, stay there. We're back in 70 seconds with the third hour. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.